in a shopping center, do you park the same way as you do on a street?
It's, you know, it's cool on, you know, how the parking lot is made, you know, the lines and all. You must park in the lines and, you know, park by a fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Don't park where the bicycles are to be parked and where the motorcycles are to be parked.
Do you ride a bicycle very much?
Every once in a while, anytime they let me use it.
Where would you park downtown in a building that had several levels? What would you call that building? Had several levels and you could park on every one, you know, the first one fills up so you go to the next one.
I just thought it was a parking lot.
Yeah.
A parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do you call an office building a high rise?
I don't call anything a high rise.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
What would you call a real tall office building?
Oh. Well, it's called an office building. I don't have any names for them.
Do you think there are any skyscrapers here in Memphis?
Mm-mm.
What kinds of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
Alleys.
And what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced? Maybe where children would play. Yeah, you get up a baseball game down somewhere.
Can't think of any name. I'm thinking of a construction site, but still there wouldn't be any construction going on.
Yeah, what if there was a place like they were gonna have construction and they torn down, what if they tore down some old houses and they had not started new construction on it yet? It was just a what?
A site?
Yeah.
Construction site?
Do you ever heard of anything, maybe a vacant lot?
Vacant lot.
Do you use that?
Mm-hmm. Vacant lot, yeah.
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building? Like here, you go to the water fountain and get a... You gotta get a drink of water.
Water fountain, yeah. That's a water fountain.
Can you name different kinds of cars and trucks, not by brand name, but by the way they're built?
What you mean, like Nova? I mean, well, you don't want me to say Chevrolet, right?
Right.
Catalina.
How about things like two-door and four-door?
Well, I can't say. Let's see. What you mean, like, how would I describe a truck then?
Yeah, what would you say about a truck?
Let's see. The back is...
Like, how many doors does it have?
Two-door and the little thing you pull down in the back to slide things out. And station wagon, long. Sometimes four-door, sometimes two-door.
And a station wagon, a truck, can you kind of see how they're built kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. You put things in?
Yeah, in the back. It's always a little thing in the back that you can pull down either. You can always open the back door back there.
Yeah. Now, like on a truck, some of them are protected from the rain and some of them aren't.
The ones that are protected from the rain have the campers on them.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen... what are these little things that the board here has? You know, these little things out here that they carry the special education students around?
Oh, the little minibuses?
Uh-huh. Do you call those anything else? Like if that, something like that, but it didn't have windows.
A van?
Yeah.